So, could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Charlie Maxwell. I'm the deputy convener on the Ford site, on the Belfast Fisteon occupation.
And could you please give us a progress about what's happening on the site in terms of the legal situation? Or?
Well, as far as the legalities go on the thing, the court case has been deferred again to May the 6th. At which point we're not really sure what's happening. Our focus is solely on the occupation. We do our job best and serve the people here best by staying here and doing what we're doing, and let the powers that be outside worry about that.
Are you still determined to achieve your demands?
Our foremost demand is that Ford Motor Company come back here and reopen this plant. The plant is a full order book. I'm sure we've all heard the mantra before. Our work was taken office under the guise of the recession and the credit crunch, none of which were applicable to the case we had. They just orchestrated a campaign to take our work office and give it to South Africa. Now, while we don't begrudge the poor people in South Africa the jobs, I was down there along with the convener early September last year. And talking to the guys down there, even though they are unionised, there isn't even enough money being paid by this company to take them out of the township.
But are you still receiving a lot of support and solidarity from outside the plant, from the community?
Absolutely, especially the local community. I did an interview last week.
Examples of that,
eh? Yeah, I did an interview last week when the same question was posed, and I'll give the same answer, and that answer is this, that there would be no point in the High Court coming and subpoenaing Charlie Maxwell, John McGuire, or anybody else, because we are now conduits for community action. That's all we are. We're spokesmen. You can subpoena me all day. I'll just go and stand outside the gate. But what's going to happen at the end of this is the community will take control of this from now on in.
Tell me about, are you building links with other people who occupy schools and other workplaces?
Well, we're going to show support tomorrow. We're sending a delegation to London, A, to show our support for our comrades in Enfield and Basildon, but B, while we're there, we're going to go and show solidarity with the people who have taken over the school in Lewisham. They're on the roof. They're following the example of the good people in Bridge Enfield by their action, and we'll certainly go there tomorrow and do our best to support them and hopefully highlight their cause.
Is there anything you would ask people from outside the plant in terms of any way of support? Is there anything people can do to support this occupation here? Is there practical stuff, donate or whatever?
We don't want to be seen to be going and deliberately asking for this, that or the other. Everything that's happening so far has been beyond our control, but has been so humbling. I mean, everybody's been so kind, from the people tooting the horn on the motorway to the people coming up handing in some shopping. But I'm sure at this time they're maybe more deprived than we are up here, because, I mean, the support's been so fantastic that some of us have never had better. I mean, you know, there's people that will be loath to see the end of this occupation, because it's been such a way of sticking together. It's given us a focus on life. I mean, what happened was, just to recap on everybody, I worked here for 15 years, and within 6 minutes I was sacked. I didn't get honoured my 90-day statutory the will to sit down and negotiate a way out of this. By law, you have to be allowed that, so we're taking them to court through the Unite Union on that one, and we're pretty sure we'll win that one. What was done to us was a dastardly act. It was done not only against the 210 good people here, it was done against the community, and we have took a roll call where we named the people affected directly by this, and, you know, it runs into hundreds and hundreds now.
Is there any practical advice you would give the other workers facing similar issues about redundancy and job cuts?
Look at your own situation. I mean, what happens is in places like FG Wilson and Shorts, where they don't actually shut the factory, it's very hard to do something along the lines of what we have done. But certainly, I would never be afraid of taking militant action, because at the end of the day, if we had a walk that day, this campaign would never have got as far as it has. We're not saying it's at resolution. We're not saying we're going to win. But what we are saying is we're a long way from being beaten.